Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Meir Turin. Maseches Sukkah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Noach Stengel. Le'iloi Nishmas, Feivel Yosef ben Chaim Leib, and Yehuda Zev ben Feivel Yosef.
The Gemara Maseches Sukkah on Daf Memches says that Shmini Atzeres is considered a regel b'fnei atzmei. Rashi in Divrei HaMasla, regel b'fnei atzmei, explains in what way is Shmini Atzeres, does it manifest itself as a regel b'fnei atzmei? So the Rashi she'en yoshim b'sukkah, because we do not sit in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Now there's two shailas on this Rashi. Number one, Rashi himself, in the Sechus Rosh Hashanah Daf Dalet Amud Beis, says that Shmini Atzeres is considered a regel b'fnei atzmei. Over there Rashi explains she'en shem chag asukkah salav. The reason why it's considered regular b'fnei atzmei is because it doesn't have a shem chag hasukkos. It's not called chag hasukkos. We have to understand, why does Rashi seem to say a little different angle why Shmini Atzeres is a regular b'fnei atzmei? Over here, he says from the fact that we don't sit in a sukkah. And over there, he says it's not called chag hasukkos. Another shaila is the Ramban brings down Rashi's pshat, that the reason why Shmini Atzeres is considered regular b'fnei atzmei is because by the fact that we don't sit in a sukkah. In fact, the Ramban, L'chari, this is not a tam maspik to define something as being a regel b'fnei atzmei as not. The harai is akter amban. After all, we know the gvul and lulav is only taken on the first day. On the remaining days, there is no mitzvah midaraisa of netilas lulav and esrog. And afilu hachu, we do not find that the first day of sukkah is considered a regel b'fnei atzmei as opposed to the other days of sukkah. Though the first day has the mitzvah of netilas lulav and esrog, which the other days do not have, that's not enough to establish it as a regel b'fnei atzmei. The male effect around Bama Rashi, the fact that you don't sit in a sukkah l'chara, should not be enough to define something as a regel b'fnei atzmei. Another kashya the Ramban asks, after all, when it comes to Pesach, we know that only the first night is there a mitzvah of eating matzah and mar. And afilu hachi, the first day of Pesach, is not considered a regel b'fnei atzmei. According to Rashi, that the fact that there's a mitzvah which is not performed on Shmini Atzeres, that constitutes that it's a regel b'fnei atzmei, as opposed to the other days to consider a different type of regel. If so, the first day of Pesach should be considered one regel, a regel b'fnei atzmei, because after all, you have at the night of the Seder, you have the matzah and the mar being eaten, and the rest of it, the Pesach should be considered a different yomtiv, as they factor on Ban and Rashi. Rav David Goldberg in his Sefer Avodas Dovid Masechta Sukkah says a beautiful explanation to how to properly understand this Rashi to miyasha the both the questions that we brought up. He says the Yisayit of Rashi is Avada Rashi agrees in the Etzim Yisayit of the Ramban that just because something has a mitzvah, that itself will not constitute that it's a mitzvah, that it's considered a regel b'fnei atzmei. If the harai, the biggest riot to that is, Rashi does not say that Shmini Atzeres is a regel b'fnei atzmei because of the fact that there's no nitzach hamayim on Shmini Atzeres and there's no lulav and esrog on Shmini Atzeres. Because Fakert, Rashi L'chaira holds that that's not enough to define something as a regel b'fnei atzmei. The only thing that Rashi chooses is the fact that there's no yeshiva in sukkah. Zogar David Goldberg, the pshat is, because since by sukkahs the Torah defines the moed as being chag ha-sukkahs, the mela, since Shmini Atzeres does not have that component, that's why it cannot be considered as a chelik of the Ma'id of Sukkot, and it's considered a regel b'fnei atzmei. And according with this, you said you could answer as well the Ramban's question. The Ramban asks that according to the Cheshbon of Rashi, that what constitutes the regel b'fnei atzmei is the fact that there's no mitzvah of sitting in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. If so, when it comes to Pesach, we should say that the first day of Pesach consider a regel b'fnei atzmei because you have the mitzvah of matzah and mar, which are noig on the first day of Pesach. On that, Dr. David Goldberg, Rashi will tell you, by Pesach, since it says Chag HaMatzis, the day of Pesach, the Yom Tov of Pesach is classified in the Torah as Chag HaMatzis. So even though in a Chanami there is no Chiyuv to eat matzah the remaining days, however it's Yaduah v'Shem the Gra, that there still is a mitzvah kiyumis midaraisa, because after all the Torah itself says Shivas Yamin Toichal Matzah, for 7 days you will eat matzah, which teaches us that al kaponim there's a mitzvah kiyumis. One does get a mitzvah, he's not obligated, but he does get a kiyum mitzvah if he eats matzah throughout the entire Pesach. Memela, entire Pesach is considered still the yomtif of Chag HaMatzis. And the fact that Mar is only nighing Pesach by night and not the other days, Dr. David Goldberg, Rashi holds that the Chal is not a Keveah, Mar and Karm Pesach are not reasons to be kaveh as a chag with neatzmai, because after all, we find the way the Torah defines the yomtiv is chag amatzis. Memela zok there, that's Shana Rashi over here as well. Rashi over here in Sech the Sukkah and Sech the Rosh Hashanah is really saying two of the same yisayt. In other words, Rashi is saying that the reason why Shmini Atzeres is not considered. Is considered a regular b'fnei atzmai is because you don't sit in the sukkah. And Rashi in Rosh Hashanah says that Mela does not have a shame chag ha-sukkahs. What's if Shai doesn't have a shame chag ha-sukkahs? Because since you don't have the ikar mitzvah where it gets its name from, the hainu, being yashav sukkah, the Mela Shmini is considered a regular b'fnei atzmai. The Mishnah teaches us a hal of simcha shmeina, that the mitzvah of hal and the mitzvah of simcha is naig all 8 days of sukkah. So melamed shechayiv adam b'hal b'simcha b'kavod yomtav achron shechag kishar kol yomai sachag. That a person has a chiyuv of halal and simcha and kavod yomtav achron shechag like all the other days of sukkah. The Gemara learns out minan imili. How do we know this? You say that there's a chiyuv simcha on Shmini Atzeres. The Tanur Rabbanan, because the pasuk says va'yisa ach sameach. This comes to be Marba Leila Yomtav Achron, the last night of Shmini Atzeres, and Rashi says, and it's a Kavol Chomer that who had in the day. That comes to teach us, Isa Ach Sameach teaches us that there's a mitzvah of Simcha on Shmini Atzeres. Zok to Gemar, Eina El Yomtav Rishon, perhaps the Rebbe is coming for the first night of Sukkot, that there's a mitzvah of Simcha. Zok to Gemar, Kishoimer Ach Cholak, when the Torah said Ach, the Torah is saying a miyat, that only a mitzvah of simcha on one of the days, not on the other, one of the nights, not on the other night. Zakhtu Gemara, Marois, Lerabis, Leil Yomtav Achron, Lehaitzi, Leil Yomtav Arishon. How do we know to Marba, the final night, Hainu Shmini Atzeres, to the Chi of Simcha, and to Mimai from the Chi of Simcha, the first night of Sukkot? So the Gemara says as far, Marba, Ni Leil Yomtav Achron, Sheish Simcha, Lefanav, it's more Mistavar to be Marba, the last night of Sukkot, the Hainu, the night of Shmini Atzeres, because after all, there are days of Simcha before it. And I'm a Mayit, the first night of Sukkot, since there's no Simcha Lefanov, the Mela, there is no Chiv Simcha on the first night of Sukkot. So the Emes, in the way the Gemara darshins this Chiddush Lahalacha, this Din, that there's a Chiv Simcha on the night of Shmini Atzeres, as opposed to the first night of Sukkot, there is no Chiv Simcha. The Maritz Chiyas brings down a kasha that he says, Makshim Ha'olam. The Velt has a question, how to properly understand this Gemara. After all, we know that Ach V'Rak are Miyutim. Generally speaking, whenever the Torah says Ach or Lashon Rak, it means to exclude something. Yet over here we're saying, Ach Sameach, it comes to be Marba, that the last night, the Shmini Atzeres, the last night of the Chag, there's a Chiyas Simcha. How does that work? L'chara, this flies in the face of the cloud that we know that Ach V'Rak are always Mi'utim. Zot Demar Tzchiyas B'Shem Nevil Negayin, that the Pshat's like this. Throughout the days of Sukkot, we know there are many different mitzvahs that one performs throughout the days of Sukkot. There's a Sukkah, there's the Lulav and Etzer, there's the Nisach HaMayim, and there's the Chiyas Simcha. When the Torah comes along and says, Vayisa ach sameach, zaktivil negayin, the Torah in essence really is saying lamiyat. The Torah is coming to say that on this final day, there's only simcha. Ach sameach, it's lamiyat. That you don't have the other mitzvahs, the sukkah of nisach hamayim. All that you're left with is only simcha. Now, in the miyat itself, it happens to be, it teaches us, anav orche, obviously there's a chi of simcha. But since the sight of the drash of Isa ach sameach, in essence is lamiyat, the Mela does not fly in the face of the klal that we know that Ach and Rak are generally always miyutim. But Emes Dachroinim have a problem with this Mahalcha the Vilna Gain from the Lashon of Rashi. Rashi over here in Masechta Sukkah and in Masechta Psachim as well, and Daf Ayin Aleph Amid Aleph, where the Gemara brings down the similar Gemara. Rashi over here says clearly in Divrei HaMasel Rabbis Leil Yontav HaAchron, the Hai Sameach Lemai Asa. Rashi over there, as well as Mashma, that the site of the Drasha is really that this entire Pasuk, including the word Sameach, is really extra. The Torah had already told us that there's a mitzvah of being misameach for 7 days of the regal. Then the Torah says, v'hayisa ach sameach. V'hayisa ach sameach is l'chayra extra. V'meila Rashi is mashma, that the way the Gemara is working is like this. We're marba, the chiyas simcha is from the extra word of sameach. Rak and ach and echanami is a miyut. Ach, like it always is a miyut. So in other words, we have on one hand Sameach, which is Marba Chiyu Simcha, and on the other hand we have Ach, which is Mamayit, a night from Simcha. And may we say, it makes more sense to say that Sameach is Marba Chiyu Simcha for the night of Shmini Atzeres, because until now all the days leading up to Shmini Atzeres had a Chiyu Simcha, and it's mistabered to put the Ach to Mimayit, the first night of Sukkot, that there is no Chiyu Simcha, because after all, there was no Simcha Lofanim. Ken Zayin the Vulnagayin and Echanami is learning a Pshat in the Gemara, not like Rashi. But Kalpanim, the way Rashi is learning, Luchar, the Kasha the Vulnagayin, the Kasha the Velt, is not a Kasha. Because Echanami over here as well, Ach is not coming to be Marba. What's Marba is really the Sameach. Ach is just coming to say Amiyat. The Gemara comes out that there is no Chiyu Simcha on the first night of Yantav. Frektishagis Aryan Simin Samaches, L'chare, this is connected to the first Gemara Mesechlis Mayikatan on the Afyud Dalet Obebeis, where the Gemara says that an Avel is not knowing his Avelis Beregel because he has a Chiyu of a Samachta B'chagecha. Frektishagis Aryan, even if you'll tell me that Midrabbanan, they said that there is a Chiyu even the first night of the Yantif, there is a Chiyu Simcha, but Al Kopanim, the Chiyu of Avelis the first night, is a Chiyu of Daraisa. I say, so you can't tell me that a Darabanan went ahead and is Mancha a Daraisa, that the Chiyu of Simcha, which is only a Darabanan, is Mancha a Daraisa. So Zot Frektishagisariya Kash, the Chiyu is a Stira from the Gemara Mayit Katan to our Gemara. Our Gemara here and Psachim says clearly that there is no Chiyu Simcha the first night of Yomtiv. Yet the Gemara Mayit Katan says that Avel is not Naik Bechal, any Avelis in the regal, even the first night, because after all, he has a Chiyuv to be Mesameach. Reb Chaim Brisker in his stencils, in the Ksavim, comes to answer this Kasha of the Shagas Aryeh. Reb Chaim brings down a Gemara Masech of Sochem and Daf Kuf Testam and Aleph. Tanu Reb Yehuda b'Meseira Aymer. V'zman she'beis HaMikdash haya kayim, ein simcha el b'basar. Kol zman the Beis HaMikdash was around, so the mitzvah simcha was fulfilled through bringing the meat and eating the meat of the shlamim. Shenem, like it says in the Pasuk, v'zavachta shlamim, yilshech shlamim, v'achalta sham, v'samachta, lifnei Hashem leikecha. V'achshav, she'ein Beis HaMikdash kayim, ein simcha el b'yayim. The Gemara says that Kol Zman there was a Beis HaMikdash, the way you were Mekayin the mitzvah of Simcha was through bringing a Shalmei Simcha, carbon Shalmei, eating its meat. The Zman Hazeh, Ein Simcha El B'Yayin. The Gemara also over there says, Chayiv Adam L'Sameach Banavu B'nei Beis HaBeregel, a person is Mechliyit M'Sameach, his wife and his children during the regal. U'Bameh M'Samcham, in what way is he M'Sameach them? The Gemara says, each individual according to him. Anashim B'Roy Lehem B'Yayin, men you M'Sameach them through drinking wine. Nashim b'roilhem b'bigdei tzavainim, women through buying them new clothing, and children with sweets. Mashma zotir b'chayim, that this all is also incorporated in the chiyuv d'oraisa of simcha in the regal. Zotir b'chayim, from this gemara we see a tremendous yesod. That be'emes, there's two different types of simchas, two different ways how one is mekayim the mitzvah of simchas yomtiv. There's one simcha with the davar kadosh, like Kol Zman there was a Beis HaMikdash by bringing the Shalmei Simcha and eating the meat of the Karbanis. But there's also a Simcha, a way to bring about the Simcha through Dvarim Shalchol, to hine it with wine, Bigdei Tzavainim. Zatir Chaim Memele Bizman Hazeh, though we don't have a Mikdash, and therefore we can't be fulfill the mitzvah of Simcha through the bringing of the Karbanis, however, there's still the Din Simcha of Basav Yayim. Memele Zatir Chaim, a tremendous Chiddush. This that we find in our Gemara, and the Gemara in Pesachim, where the Gemara is memayit, that there's no din simcha the first night of Sukkot and the first night of every Yontif, is because it's ain simcha lufanov. Zotir b'chayim, this meat was only said as far as the obligation of the chiv simcha of the shalmei simcha of the karbanis. And the svar in this is, dafka by the karbanis, where one has to shech the karban and make it into a shalmei simcha. Therefore, the svar is that if you shech the karban on Erev Pesach or Erev Sukkot, where it's not yet a day of simcha, memela can't be chal on the zevach, that it's considered a zevach of simcha. Memela, the Gemara says, is a svara that the chi of simcha of bringing a karban is dafka on Shmini Atzeres, dafka the night of Shmini Atzeres, because thereby you're able to shech the karban Erev Shmini Atzeres, which is Yantiv as well, where there's a din simcha of that day. The mela, the karban could get on it a shame shalmei simcha. The mela passes the chiyuv of shalmei simcha. Ashenkein, the first night where you would be doing the shechita Erev Yantiv, it's a yom chol, Memela, that's the smite from the chiv of Shalmei Simcha. However, Zakhtar Chaim, the other din Simcha, where the Gemara says that Simcha is through Dvarim Shochel, through wine, and Big Day Tzavayim, that avad you have even the first night of Sukkot. Memela, Zakhtar Chaim, this answers the kasha of the Shagas Aryeh. The Gemara Ma'it Katan is not a stira to our Sugya. Our Sugya is only defined, only talking about the chiv of Simcha, of bringing a Shalmei Simcha. That taka is not naying the first night of Yontif. However, they still naig the regular din simcha mi the rice of drinking wine, eating meat. That is naig the first night. Memela, the Gemara Ma'id Katan that says that a avel is not naig as avelus in the regular b'chlal, even the first night, because he has a chi of simcha of v'samachta v'chagacha, that still stands true. Because though there's not the chi of simcha of the karbanis, there's still the chi of simcha of yayin and the big day tzuvayinim. With this chiddush, Reb Chaim wants to answer a very fascinating yalkut in the end of Parshas Pinchas. The yalkut in the end of Parshas Pinchas says, what's the inyan of Shmini Atzeres, all 7 days of Sukkot, Klal Yisrael being Isaac and the Karbanis of Umas Olam? Once the 7 days of Sukkot pass, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael, Achshav, now, Ani v'atem nesamach biyachad, we will rejoice together. And I'm not going to be matriach you to bring many Karbanis, just one par, one carbon apiece, that's enough. The Medrash says once Klal Yisrael hears this, they begin to praise Hashem and sing, Zeh Hayom Asa Hashem Nagil V'Nismach Habach, this is a day of rejoicing. The Gemara, the Medrash continues and it says, Amar Rab Avin V'Adayin Einanu Yoyim V'Meil Smayach, we still don't know exactly how to rejoice. In the Yoyim Imba Kodesh Baruch Hu, should we rejoice in the day or should we rejoice with Hashem? Shlomo HaMelech came along and explained to us, Nagil V'Nismach Habach, rejoice with Hashem. Zokter Reb Chaim, a few ha'aris on the Medrash. First of all, what's the nishtana, this din simcha of Shmini Atzeres that we find Klal Yisrael on Shmini Atzeres says, Zeh Hayom Asa Hashem Nagil V'Nismecha? Why is this different than every yontif where, after all, we know there's a chi of simcha? Also, Zokter Reb Chaim, what's the suffix of Klal Yisrael? Klal Yisrael, Reb Avin says, has a suffix. We still don't know. Shall we be sambeach b'akadosh baruch hu or b'yayim? Why is this suffix dafka a suffix when it comes to the yontif Shmini Atzeres? Shmini Atzeres is the chi of simcha, just like every yontif is a chi of simcha. How come dafka by Shmini Atzeres suddenly Klal Yisrael is not sure how to be mekayim the mitzvah of simcha with HaKadosh Baruch Hu or by Yom? Zokter Reb Chaim, the Medrash Be'etzim says, another Yisayid, based on our Gemara as well. Our Gemara says that the reason why we know to say there's a chi of simcha on the night of Shmini Atzeres is because, after all, it's Yesh Simcha Lofanov. Since Shmini Atzeres comes right after days of Simcha, Mimela we know to be Marv Shmini Atzeres as well to the Chi of Simcha. Zokter Reb Chaim, the Yalkut, says that Be'etzim would have been Roy the same way that when it comes to Pesach, so Atzeres, Shavuos, we know is 50 days later, Hu Adin Shmini Atzeres, which is also called Atzeres, Be'etzim, should have been 50 days after Sukkot. Similar to Shavuos, which is the Atzeres of Pesach, which comes 50 days after. Zokta Reb Chaim, why tak is it samach to Chag HaSukkos? So the Medrash says why. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, BePesach Shuzman HaKayitz, since during Pesach time it's the summer season, Klal Yisrael Chayzul Yishalayim La'achach HaMishim Yoyim. Klal Yisrael comes back up to Yishalayim 50 days later. It's nice weather, it's not a big deal to walk back up to Yishalayim. However, Chag HaSukkos, which is during the Mois HaGeshamim, and it's a big tircha to be able to have to schlep back up to Yishalayim, and Mila HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what? Once Klal Yisrael is ready here for Sukkot, we might as well do the Yontif of Shmini Atzeres right away. The Melo Zokter Reb Chaim, if Shmini Atzeres would have been 50 days after Sukkot, the way it is when it comes to Shavuos, that Shavuos is 50 days after Pesach, it would not be a day Sheyesh Bei Simcha Lofanov. The Melo would not be a day of Riboy Simcha. Memela, once Klal Yisrael hears that, no, Shmini Atzeres, Achshav Ani V'Atem Nesamach B'Yachad, right now, me and you will rejoice together. And Kumtais Atzeres of Sukkot comes right after Sukkot. Memela, it's Yom HaShiyesh Simcha L'Ofanu, Memela's Nesrabe for the extra din Simcha. Memela, they begin to praise Hashem and say, Zeh Hayom Asa Hashem Negil V'Nismcha. This is a day of tremendous Riboy Simcha. He says, that's if Shan the Yalkut as well, that the Yalkut says they were nostopic. We still don't know to Mesameach either in the day or in Hashem. Zot Reb Chaim, what's this safik? Because like he explained, that there really are two different ways of bringing the simcha. Either through dvarim shochel, weekday items, wine, meat, clothing, and that's referred to as yayim in the day. Or Ba'ashem, the Medrash says, perhaps we should be misameach Ba'ashem, which refers to Dvarim Shel Kedusha, the Hainu, the carbon of Shalmei Simcha. Klal Yisrael is not sure. After all, this Yom Tov granted, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to celebrate it right after Chag HaSukkos, but does that still have a status of a Yom Tov Sheyesh Bei Simcha Lefanav? After all, it really should have been 50 days later. And then on that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shlomo HaMelech says that no Nagila v'nismicha Bach with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is knowing by it as well, the Simcha of Dvarim Shel B'Kedusha. That's the Atom Shtikul Tayyar from Reb Chaim. L'chaira, there are four Ha'aris that we can ask on Reb Chaim. Two of them are Rayas to Reb Chaim's Yisayid, and two questions on Reb Chaim's Yisayid as well. The first Ha'ara is that L'chaira Rashi is very Meduyik, like Reb Chaim's whole Shtikul Torah. It comes out according to Reb Chaim, our whole Sugya is only dealing with the Inyan of the aspect of Shalmei Simcha. Rashi, if you look in the Mishnah, Rashi by Simcha, Rashi says Shalmei Simcha. And throughout the Sugya, Rashi continues to say, L'rabbis Lil Yontav Achron, Rashi says, She is Bach Shlomim B'Shvi, that you'll be Zavach, the Shlomim on the seventh day. And B'chahena, throughout the Sugya, Rashi constantly only mentions the Shalmei Simcha. He doesn't mention the whole Gemara M'sachim on Daf Kuftes, which explains that there are other ways of Simcha as well. It's very meduyik l'chayuk Reb Chaim that our sugya is not handling the regular din simcha of yayin. That ain't a chanami. That's not even on Leila Yantav Harishon. That's not the question of our sugya. Our sugya is only strictly speaking about the din shalmei simcha. Another ray we could bring to Reb Chaim's Yisayid is from the Gemara M'sachim Daf Kufches on the Beis. The Gemara says over there, if you drink the Dal Kaisis in one shot, so your yaitze, your chi of yayin. What does it mean that your yaitze, your chi of yayin? So Taisus explains it means that your yaitze, your chi of Simchas Yantiv. And the question is, l'chayr, the night of the Seder is the first night of the Yantiv. We know that din Simcha is said by Chag HaSukkos, but it's learnt out, all the halachas of Chag HaSukkos of Simcha are learnt out to Chag HaPesach. Now, after all, we're talking about the first night of Pesach if he's drinking four cups of wine. Well, Chayra, on the first night, our Gemara says clearly, there is no Chiyuv Simcha on the first night. What we're marber from Sameach is, L'rabbis Leil Yontav Ha'achron, but not the first night of the Yontav. So what does Taisus mean, Yidei Yayin Yatsu, means Yayitza Chiyuv Simchas Yontav? Well, Chayra, our Gemara comes out, there is no Chiyuv Simchas Yontav on the first night of the Yontav. Like Reb Chaim, it's very understandable. Reb Chaim had explained to us that our Gemara just means as far as the Chiv Shalmei Simcha is concerned. And on that, there is no din to shach the carbon Erev Sukkos or Erev Pesach in order to have a Shalmei Simcha the first night. That in Chanami is Nismite. But you never lose the regular din Simcha of the big of Dvarim Shochol, of Yayin and Basar. That you do have, and Mela, according to Reb Chaim, the Gemara Masechtas Pesachim is Meyushev as well. There's only two Kashas Ha'aras on the Mahalach of Reb Chaim. And Be'ikar that Kashas on the way Reb Chaim explains the Medrash. Reb Chaim had explained to us that the Yisayid of the Yalkut is the reason why Klal Yisrael started to be tremendously besimcha is because when they heard that Atzeres would be, that Atzeres of Chag HaSukkos would be right after Chag HaSukkos, as opposed to Atzeres of Pesach, which is 50 days later, they began to rejoice because since it's days of Yesh Simcha Lufanav, Memela, like the Gemara comes out over here, there's a chi of carbon. Lefi zel l'chayra, how could the Medrash go on, according to Reb Chaim saying, how can the Medrash go on and say that they were misopik? We just still don't know how to be misameach. To be misameach b'yoyim, or to be misameach b'ashem. If they still weren't sure whether the pshat is, it's considered a yayim sheyesh by simcha l'fanav or not, because after all, really the day should have been 50 days later, just because of the tircha HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it earlier. If they were mesopik, then how could Reb Chaim say that the reason why there was a ribay simcha was the fact that now that it will come right after, it was a day sheyesh by simcha l'fanav. But then according to Reb Chaim, the Medrash goes further, and then it says they weren't sure about that. Also, is a Ha'ar on Reb Chaim, the end of the Medrash. The end of the Medrash says that they weren't sure how to be Mesameach. The Meir Tosharmel said that Magil of Anismicha Bach. If one looks in the Lashon HaMedesh is Bach b'Tayrasach, Bach b'Yishuasach. According to Reb Chaim, the answer was, we don't know whether it's Naig only the Din Simcha of Yayin, or is there Naig the Din Simcha of Kedusha, of bringing a carbon. And on that, the answer was Nagil of Anismicha Bach. So Nagil of Anismicha Bach, according to Reb Chaim's explanation, L'chairah means that is a bringing of a carbon. But L'chairah, how does that stem with the Lashon of the Medesh? The Medesh ends off Bach b'Tayrasach, Abim Sameach in the Torah, Bach b'Yishuasach. There's another point over here that we see from Reb Chaim, that Reb Chaim is mechadish to us. Reb Chaim is coming out that the mitzvah Simchas Yontif Bizman HaZeh is a Deiraisa. And that one is Mekayim, though today there is no carbon. However, one is still Mekayim, the mitzvah Simcha Mideiraisa, through Yayin and Big Day Tzavainim. The Emes, this is not so simple. The Emes, it's a machlokes rishonim. Taisus is a mesechus meikatan, and after Yud Dalet Amud Beis, Divrei Hamasla say the Yachid, says over there that Simchas HaRegel b'zman hazeh is only a drabbanan. Zot Taisus, why? Because the Samachta really is referring specifically to the Shalmei Simcha. The Meil b'zman hazeh, that there is no Migdash, that we don't have Shalmei Simcha. This that there's a din, mitzvah, Simchas Yante b'zman hazeh, is only midrabbanan. However, the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos Mitzvah Sei Nun Dalid writes clearly that the mitzvah, there's a mitzvah deraisa of Samachta B'chagecha, and the Rambam over there writes that this mitzvah, besides the Shalmei Simcha that are brought, it also includes Kol Minei Simcha, Achilas Basar, Shtiyas Yayin, to wear the Begadim Chadashim, to be Mechalik Peres, Uminei Mesika, the sweet things, L'Katan U'L'Nashim, to women and children. The mail of the Rambam is clear that even Bezman HaZeh, there is still Noyeg a mitzvah Simcha Mideraisa. Reb Chaim Shtigl Torah L'Chaira works out very well according to the Shitas HaRambam, but according to Shitas HaTosfos, who holds that Simcha Bizman HaZeh is only a derabbanan, and L'chaira will not work Reb Chaim Shtigl Torah. The next Mishnah says Sukkah Shiva Ketzad Gamar Milechel Lo Yater Sukkasai. How do you have the mitzvah of Sukkah for 7 days? Once the person finishes eating on the seventh day, he should not take down his Sukkah. However, he could bring down the kelim from mincha and onwards for the kavod yontif achron shel chag. Now, there's machlokes Rashi in the Ran. How to understand shat in this Mishnah? How come on the seventh day of Sukkot, if after all you finish eating anyways, why is there halacha that you cannot take down the sukkah? We're talking obviously in Eretz Yisrael, where the person does not need the sukkah anymore for Shmini Atzeres. In Chutz La'aretz, we know you still need the sukkah in order to sit on the Safik at Shmini at Safik Shvi. We're talking about in Eretz Yisrael, where you finished eating on the seventh day, and Afilu Hachi, the Mishnah says you should not take apart the sukkah. Rashi says the pshat is lo yater agadim shol l'saiser. I want you not be saiser the sukkah. Da kol ayoyim chayvasa l'shanein lishayin l'shanein. After all, the entire day there's a mitzvah to sleep in the sukkah and to learn in the sukkah. The ikla sudasa achloi begava. And after all, Zakhtrashi, if you happen to want to eat another meal, if you get another meal, you'll have to go ahead and sit in the sukkah and eat in the sukkah. The meal is Zakhtrashi. The Mishnah is telling us, though you finish your meal and you feel that, well, I'm not going to be using my sukkah anymore, you never know. After all, the entire day there's a chiyuv to sleep in the sukkah, to learn in the sukkah, or if you get a meal, you're going to have to eat in the sukkah. The meal of the Mishnah teaches us that one should not take down the sukkah. However, the Ran gives an entirely different understanding in the Mishnah, what's the pshat in the Mishnah, that on the seventh day of Sukkot, the halacha is that even after you finish to eat, gamar lecha lo yater sukkasei. Zokteran venirli the hainu taima. A different pshat, the kevin, the amar achmana, basukas teisha shivas yomim, since the Torah said that one should sit in a sukkah for 7 days, tsarach shetehelei sukkah kol sheva. There's a din that it says basukas teisha shivas yomim that teaches us that a person has to have a sukkah for all 7 days. Zakhtaran behind the tani seifa vomerid hu akilim and aminchul vomaila vibne kavid yantif achim shalchag. And this that the Mishnah ends off, that he's allowed to bring down the utensils from Mincha and onwards, als the Kavod Yontif Achron Shachag for the Kavod of Shmini Atzeres Kolaymar. The Mishnah is telling me Zakhtaran a tremendous chiddush. She'af opi she'tzara kol shiva. Lasse Sukkase Keva, even though we know the Gemara and Chaf Chesam and Beis had taught us that all 7 days of Sukkah, a person has to make his Sukkah Keva, Hayle Kalim Noi, Matzois Nois, Roi Sheyu Besikkel Kol Shiva, if you have nice utensils or nice Matzois, the din is that they should be in your Sukkah all 7 days. Afil Hachim in a Kavi Yantav Akron Shachag Rashoy Lehiridan, Afil Hachim in a Mishnah of Mechadish Tasa Chidish, that after the Kavi Yantav Akron of Chag, one is allowed to remove the Kalim Noi. Now, L'chayr, the Ran is Mashma, Dalik Rashi. The Ran is Mashma, even if the person knows for sure that he's not going to end up eating in the Sukkah, it's not Negea. The halacha is that he's not allowed to remove the Kalim from the Sukkah. Zakti, he's not allowed to take down the Sukkah. Why? Because the din that the Sukkah stays Shivas Yomim, he has to have a Sukkah for 7 days. And the Ran is Mashma, even Nachweiter. Be'etzim, the Gemara had said previously, is a din, lastly Sukkase Keva. And the way one establishes the Sukkah as Keva is by bringing in all his beautiful Kalim from his house into the Sukkah. Zakti, Ran, be'etzim, I would have said that a person has to keep the Kalim in there till the end of Sukkot. So after around the Mishnah Mechadish to us, after the covered Yom Tov Achron Shachag, one is allowed to go ahead and bring down the Kalim. But the Ran's Mashman has nothing to do with the fact that you might end up eating a meal. Be'etzim is a din that you have to have the Sukkah there for 7 days. So we have to understand what exactly is the Seidah Machlokes over here between Rashi and the Ran, where according to Rashi, the only reason why one cannot take down the Sukkah on the seventh day is because you might have to end up using it b'pile, you might have to end up eating a meal inside the Sukkah, and yet the Ran's Mashman has nothing to do with you might have to use the Sukkah, but there's Halacha, the Torah said, Basukkah's Teshuvas Yomim, and therefore you have to have your Sukkah for all 7 days. The emes we find another machlokes between Rashi and the Ran. The Gemara previously on the Chavavim and Aleph, the Gemara teaches us halacha, hochei drachim b'yoyim peturim in a sukkah b'yoyim. Those who travel on the road during the day are pater from sitting in a sukkah during the day. And the Gemara says those who travel the road at night are pater from sitting in a sukkah at night, and hochei drachim b'yoyim 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 are peturim in a sukkah. Those who travel the night, both day and night, are pater from sitting in a sukkah both day and night. Now Rashi explains to us over there on Chavdav Chavavim and Aleph, what is the Yisrael HaDavar? How come a Hochei Drachim are pater min a sukkah? So Rashi goes, after all, the Torah teaches us, Basukkah's Teshvu. One should sit in a sukkah, and we darshan from Teshvu, that the Chiv to sit in a sukkah, the Chiv to live in a sukkah is Ke'en Taduru. Ke'en Yeshimas Beisai. You're only mechliv to live in a sukkah the way you live in your own house. Zokt Rashi Mimela, the same way that a person the whole year, when he travels, he goes ahead, when he's on the road, he goes ahead and eats things on the road outside his house, because he's a Hochei Drachim, he's traveling along the road. Mimela, the Chiv Basukkah's Teshu is not more than that. Your Chiv to sit in the sukkah is, sit in the sukkah the same way that you live in your house. Now there's a fascinating machlokes between Reb Moshe and Reb Yashiv. Reb Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, in Igros Moshe Chel Gimel Simen Tzadi Gimel, is nechadish that people on Sukkot who want to go on a pleasure trip do not have this Torah of Hochei Drachim. Someone is going on a trip and he does not have a sukkah with him, but he wants to go ahead and eat a picnic. And after all, he says to himself, I'm a Hochei Drachim, I'm a person who's traveling along the road. Zakter Reb Moshe, no. The Ptur Hochei Drachim was only said someone who's going Litzayrach, he has to go, he's going for business, for example, and mainly he has no choice, he must go, it's a Davar HaChrechi, it's something that's needed. Dafka over there is there a Ptur of Hochei Drachim. However, Zakter Reb Moshe, someone who's going on a pleasure trip during Chol HaMoed, there is no Ptur of Hochei Drachim. But Emes, I never understood properly Reb Moshe. L'chaira, after all, the Yisoid of Hochei Drachim, the Yisoid of Ptur of Hochei Drachim is, it's not a heter. The yisoid is, like where Rashi explains to us, the yisoid is that the whole chiv of living in a sukkah is dafka teshu ke'en taduru. You're only mechiv to live in the sukkah the same way you live in your own house. So l'chayra, the sara should be naisanas. The sara should say that I'm only mechiv to live in the sukkah the way I live in my house. And therefore, since during the year I go ahead and I travel on pleasure trips when I'm off, I take trips with my family and we have a picnic, why wouldn't that apply to this as well? That we should say on sukkahs as well. You're only mechliyev, you're living in the sukkah the way you're living in your house. And therefore, same way, when I'm off, I go ahead and take a trip with my family and I have a picnic outside, so who I then on Sukkot, I should be perfectly allowed to do that. What's a pshat in Ramesha? And Be'emes, I found that Rav Eliyashiv Zatzal in his Ha'aris in Masechta Sukkah and in another place as well, Be'emes argues with Ramesha and he says he doesn't understand the pshat in Ramesha. How can Ramesha say that someone who goes on a trip on Sukkot does not have the p'tur of Halkei Drachim? If after all the svar of Halkei Drachim is that you're only mechliv to live in your Sukkah the same way you live in your house the whole year, so this far as Nisenis, that the same way during the year I go on a pleasure trip and I eat a picnic on a picnic bench, who I didn't should be able to do that during Sukkot. The Mailer of Yashiv Medina of Pialach Rabbi Yashiv argues to Ramesh. He says that it's better for a person to try to be Mekai in the midst of Sukkot as much as possible. He holds, may Iker Adin he holds, but Etzim, it should have the Torah of Halkei Drachim. So we have to understand what exactly is the Yisayda Machlekes here between Rabbi Yashiv and Ramesh. But Emes, if you're Medayik and Rashi, Rashi and the Ran in the Torah of Halkei Drachim basically say word for word the same Yisayda. However, there's only one difference between Rashi and the Ran. The difference is one word. Rashi says, "Basukas teishu ke'en yeshivas beisai k'shem shekol hashana enay nimna milechas baderech bischayra." The same way the whole year you don't hold yourself back from traveling the road for business, who adin on sukkahs, the Torah says one does not have to hold himself back. And he's pata from a sukkah when he's on the road. Rashi is mashmalik Ramesha. Rashi says that the p'tur of Halkei Drachim is dafka someone going to business. As it is meduyik in Rashi. The Ran, however, leaves out that one word of schayra. The Ran is meduyik the way Rav Eliyashiv understood, that the p'tur of Halkei Drachim encompasses even someone who's just going for a pleasure trip. But we have to understand, again, what is the Yisayda Machalikas here between Rashi and the Ran, and Rav Eliyashiv and Ramesha, and is there a connection between the two Machalikasim here, Rashi and the Ran? L'chaira, one could explain over here that the Yisayda Machlekes Rashi and the Ran, going back to the Machlekes Rashi and the Ran first, by Basukas Shiva, where Rashi says that the only reason why one cannot take down his sukkah on the seventh day after he has finished eating his meal is only because of the concern that after all he might need to use his sukkah. Mashenkin the Ran says that no, nothing to do with the fact that you might actually have to use your sukkah. But the pshat is, the Torah says, Basukas teishu as yamim. So in that itself it says that the mitzvah the chiyu mitzvah is a din to have the sukkah. L'chaira, the Yisayda Machlekes over here between Rashi and the Ran goes down to the very core of what exactly is the mitzvah of the Torah Basukas Teisha Shivas Yamim. L'chaira, the Ran understood that the Yisayda of the mitzvah of Sukkas Teisha Shivas Yamim is the Torah once on Sukkas, you should establish that what's my house? My house is the Sukkah. The house that I use the whole year? That's not my house of living. My house, my base dira, my makam dira for Sukkot is my sukkah. And the Torah says, Basukas teishu shemas yamim. For 7 days, this should be your makam dira. And Mela, that's machayv, a person to eat in the sukkah, to sleep in the sukkah, to drink in the sukkah, whatever it is. But the Yisayda Dover is, it's ways of establishing that this is my house. And my regular house is not my house. Memela, we understand very well why, according to the Ran says that on the seventh day of Sukkot, even though you finish eating your meal, Zok the Ran, you can't take down your sukkah, because the Torah says, Basukas teishimas yamin. The Torah says, your house for Sukkot has to be your sukkah. So I bazai, be'etzim, according to the Ran, even if I'm not actually eating in my sukkah, but the fact is that I already have established this as my house for 7 days, and kozman, it's still around, and when I'll need to eat, I'll eat there. Memela, that's considered my house for 7 days, and I'm mekayim a mitzvah, even if the pshat is I'm not there, according to the Ran L'chaira. Ashenkin, according to Rashi, L'chaira, Rashi understood entirely different than the Ran. Rashi understood that the yisayda of the mitzvah of Basukas Teishu Shvas Yomim is to do an action of a mitzvah. For example, the same way we know there's a mitzvah of the Tilas Luv and Esrig, there's a mitzvah of Hanochas Tfilin, these are a mice, a mitzvah, a person does an action of a mitzvah, taking Luv and Esrig, putting on tefillin. The chefta shel mitzvah, the object of the mitzvah, by the lulav and esrog is the lulav and esrog. By the tefillin is the tefillin. On Sukkot, the chefta shel mitzvah is the sukkah. But what is the mitzvah according to Rashi? According to Rashi, the mitzvah is doing an act of dira in the sukkah. That's the entire mitzvah. And Mela comes out very good. According to Rashi, Zukt Rashi, if after all I already finished eating on the seventh day, so why in the world can't I take down my sukkah? Zukt Rashi ain't a chanami. You finished eating. And ain't a chanami, be'atzim, the whole mitzvah is to just do an action of living in your sukkah. And Rabbi Zayin, now that I finished eating, I'm not planning on doing more actions of living. L'chayr, I should be able to take down my sukkah on the seventh day. So Rashi, no, because after all, you might get a meal. You don't right now. You don't think you're going to eat anything more, but maybe a nice meal will come along, and you'll have to use your sukkah. And maybe we tell you keep your sukkah around, but not be'etzim according to Rashi, because according to Rashi, the whole mitzvah is just to do an action of living in the sukkah. Well, Chaira, based on this, we can understand the core of the Machlekes, Rashi and the Ran as well, when it comes to Halchei Drachim. Is Halchei Drachim a Ptur only for people going on business? Or is Halchei Drachim a Ptur as well, even for people going for a trip for leisure purposes? If the Yisayit of the Mitzvah is like the Ran understands, that the Yisayit of Asukas Teshu Shvas Yamim was, the Torah wants you to establish that your Sukkah is your house for 7 days, we can hear a very stark of Svarim, that the Torah says, live in your Sukkah the way you live in your house. And Ibazai, if the Pshat is, the way I live in my house is, I go on leisure trips during the year, and I have a picnic, Ibazai on Sukkah says, well, that's included, that's the site of Halchei Drachim. I'm only mechliyev to live in my sukkah the way I live in my house. Why? Because the whole chiyev really just is establish the sukkah as your house. Whatever you normally use your house for, that's what you should use your sukkah for. And in Mela, as long as I act with my sukkah the same exact way I act with my house, in Mela, that's keveya, that my sukkah is my house. I'm using it like my house. In Mela, the Ran Tanka leaves out the word of Schaira. When the Ranam explains the Ptur of Halchei Drachim, he says, people who are traveling, whatever reason it is, Zukta Ran, the same way during the year, the Metzius is, you leave your house to travel. So who are they on Sukkah? The Torah didn't say you have to do more than that. You only have to be able to live in the Sukkah the way you live in your house the whole year. But Emes, the Rambam Pirish Mishnayis is also mashmal like this Mahalch. The Rambam Pirish Mishnayis says, when he explains what's the aside of making your Sukkah Keva and your house Arai, the Rambam says the aside is you should make your Sukkah the Iker, and your bayis should be like Beis HaShimosh. It should be a place where you just store things, you just use for different things. But your Iker and Makam should be your Sukkah, which is Chayra. That is understanding of the mitzvah like the Ran. The Yisrael is switch. Switch what normally is your house, switch it just to be like a Beis HaShimosh, like a storage place for Sukkahs. And your Sukkah became your house. Good. Now live with your Sukkah the way you live in your house. The Emes Lefiz, that we understand as well, the Ran, that the Ran explains to us, that the Ran is bothered why you let it bring down the utensils from your sukkah down to your house. They covered Yom Tov Atam Shachan. Zok the Ran, really, mitzad Asfari, it should say, that the Chiyuv to make your sukkah keva and your bayis arai should be mechayiv you to keep all the kelim of your bayis in the sukkah. According to the Ran, it's very understandable. After all, the Chiyuv is to establish that your sukkah is your house. What better way of establishing your sukkah to be your house? By bringing all the kelim that normally you use in your house, bringing them into your sukkah. The middle of the Ran holds on the last day, even if you're not planning on using your house, not even though you're not planning on using the sukkah again, but you should have to keep the kelim in order to keep the key mitzvah, which is establishing that for 7 days, this is my house. Mashenkin, according to Rashi, the halacha to bring in nice kelim, mechayir is just to misayeh you in your ma'isadira, to help you in your act of living. Your act of living, al kapanim, should be the way, the act of living should be the way you live in your house. But not that the sight of the mitzvah is to turn around the sukkah, to establish it that this is my house, and my house back home, now during sukkahs, became just my storage area. With Fizel, we can explain that Rashi holds, like Ramesha, that the site of the Ptur of Halchei Drachim is only someone who goes for a davar hechrechi, leaves his sukkah to go on business, only then does he have a Ptur of sitting in the sukkah. And as far as like this, according to Rashi, the site of the mitzvah is not just switch that, okay, now for sukkahs, your sukkah now became your house, and your house became your Beis Shema is just a place where you store things. According to Rashi, that's not the mitzvah b'chol. According to Rashi, the mitzvah is doing an act of dira in the sukkah. Memela, Rashi holds like this. There's a ma'isa that Chazon Ish once said, he heard about a person who had a minhag that he didn't leave his sukkah for anything. Even if he had a tremendous need to leave the sukkah, he didn't leave the sukkah. The Chazon Ish said that he feels that it's not necessarily a ma'isa what that person is doing. Because Zakta Chazon Ish, we know the Torah says that the way you're supposed to live in your sukkah is the way you live in your house. Zakta Chazon Ish, that's not considered yeshivas beisai. That's not considered a living the way a person lives in his house. It's considered daimel yeshivas beisas surim. It's more daimel to a person living in a prison. Never to leave, even for something he desperately needs. That's a chesaron, Chazon Ish held. Because that makes it that it's not a yeshiva of living like you live in your house. It's more like living in a prison. L'chayr the pshat in Rashi is be'etzim there's a chiyuv al teishu kain taduru. The Torah is saying more than it said according to the Ran. According to the Ran, basukas teishu shivas yomim. The Torah is just coming to say the first sukkahs, your house is your sukkah. Nemelo, whatever you do during the whole year in your house, doing the sukkah. According to Rashi, it's further than that. The Torah said that there's a positive halacha, that you must do an act of living in the sukkah. Memela, Rashi and Ramesha held that there's no het of halkei drachim. The whole yisayid, why halkei drachim is a p'tor, is only if that we don't let a person leave. Even for a davar hechrechi, if a person would not even be allowed to go away for business, so that means basically we're locking him up in the sukkah, we're like locking him up in jail. That would cause that the living of his in the sukkah, his action of living in the sukkah, cannot be classified as living in a house. Because you're locked up, you can't even leave for something which is a necessity, that would change over that the act of living now cannot be viewed as an act of living the way a person lives in a house. It's like living in a prison. Memela, however, Rashi held and Ramesha held, when it comes to going on a pleasure trip, on that there's no hetter of halkei drachim, because after all, the Torah said, you have a chiyuv, it's mutl on you to live in your sukkah. You're mechuyav to live in your sukkah. Whenever you're going to do an act of living, you're mechuyav to do it in the sukkah. Yes, true, we gave up Torah for halkei drachim, because if we're not going to give up Torah for halkei drachim, then it's going to change over that. We won't be able to view the person's living b'chlal like a living of a how a person lives in his house. It will be more daimit to living in a prison. But Avada, Ramesh, and Rashi held that if the pshat is, we're talking about just stam going for pleasure, Avada, there's no p'tor. Once you're eating, you're mechayiv to do in the sukkah. Masukas Teishas says, you're mechayiv to do the act of living in the sukkah. L'chayr, we find another machlaikis, where through this prism of this machlaikis, we see another nafkamina, and the two ways how we're explaining this machlaikis, Rashi and the Ran, the understanding of a sukkah station shivas yamim. The Chayi Adam and the Bikuri Yaakov have a machlaikis. What about a person going out to the sukkah? He goes out to the sukkah and he makes the table nice, he puts out a nice tablecloth. What's the halacha? Should he put out a nice tablecloth as well in his regular house? The Chayi Adam says he bedafka shenat. He bedafka should not place a nice tablecloth in his house, in his place where he lives during the whole year. Zot the Chayi Adam, because after all, it says to make your sukkah keva and your bayis arai. A person should make that his sukkah is kavua and his bayis is arai. Memel zot the Chayi Adam, he bedafka should not put a tablecloth on his table in his house. However, the Bikuri Yaakov argues, and he says that it's not any worse than a person who has many houses or many rooms in a house where he puts a covering on each table. It's covered a yantif. Huadin over here, though he has a tablecloth in the sukkah, he should put a tablecloth in his house as well. L'chayra, this Yisrael Machlaikas between the Chayi Adam and the Bikuri Yaakov is really dependent on the two fundamental ways how to understand the mitzvah. According to the Chayi Adam, the mitzvah of Sukkah's Teshuvas Yamim was to establish that my sukkah, that's my house. And my bias is not my house for the days of sukkahs. Where is my place of living? My place of living is in the sukkah, not in my house. The mail is up to Chayi Adam, you bedafka should not make a tablecloth in your house. That's taking away from the whole yisayid of the mitzvah. The yisayid of the mitzvah is to establish that this is my bias. And my regular house is not my house. That's a chayr al derech, the avon of the Ran. that the mitzvah of Asukas Teshuvas Yom is to shtel avek, that this is my makam dira, this is my place of living for the entire 7 days of Sukkot. Mashenkin the Bikurei Yaakov Lechayer understands more the way we're explaining the Mahalach of Rashi. Rashi says, it doesn't say anywhere in Asukas Teshuvas Yom that anything about changing, that my house is not my house anymore and my Sukkot is my house. The mitzvah is to do an act of living in the Sukkot. The same way you mechliyev to shake a lulav and asik, you mechliyev that when you do an act of living, the act of living must be done in the sukkah. But nowhere does it say that your bias doesn't, we have to change over, that your bias should not constitute your house during sukkah. It's not any different than a person who has many rooms, where the halacha is, he puts a tablecloth in every room. Be'emes, the way we explain the side of Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, that the reason why he held that there is no p'tor halchei drachim when it comes to someone going on a pleasure trip is because he understood the way we're explaining in Rashi, that the site of the mitzvah is nothing to do with changing over the fact that my first sukkah is my house and not my house. Rav Moshe b'Emerson in the Tshuva says b'feirish this way, and it will be l'shitasa. Rav Moshe says in the Tshuva that it doesn't say anywhere that on sukkahs you have to view it as if you don't have your regular house. Rav Moshe says you could view it like you have two houses on sukkahs. You have your sukkah, which is your house, and you have your regular house. This is the chayra meishel shitasa. The mitzvah of asukas teishu wasn't to say that my sukkah is my house and not my bias my house, but rather the mitzvah is to do an act of dira. There's another nafkamina lemaisa that comes out from this yisaitistic question of what exactly is the mitzvah of sukkas. This fas emes has a chakira. We know that din is when it begins to rain, if a person's mitzvah, the din is he's allowed to leave his sukkah and go back to his house. Zaktus fas emes, all it says is that we know if a person is mitzvah, if he will leave his house, he could go ahead and leave his sukkah. Zaktus fas emes, but there's a very fundamental question we have to ask ourselves. What's the story if a person would only have one house? And the only other house there is just a neighbor's house. It's going to take a lot more rain to get him to leave his house to move in by his neighbor's house. It's a lot more comfortable to stay in your own house. However, Zaktus fas emes, let's say a person has two houses which he owns right next to each other. Of course, even a much smaller amount of rain, he might as well leave this house and go into his other house where it's not raining. Klartus fas emes in Suffolk, how do we have to view our regular house on Sukkot? Do we have to view our regular house like as if I have two houses? Or do we have to view my regular house as if it's someone else's house, as if it's not my base dira? L'chaira, the way we're explaining the Machlekes, the Rana and Rashi, that would mamish be the Shaila. According to Rashi, we don't see that the mitzvah of Sukkah was to say that the house that I generally live in is not considered my house for Sukkahs. Just if you have two houses, but the Torah said, bottom line is, whenever you're going to do an act of Dira, it must be done in the Sukkah. Ashenkin, according to Ran, we're saying the Yisoyed of the mitzvah is, the reason why you bring all your nice Kalim into the Sukkah, is Gufa to establish that this is my house. And therefore the Ran says, even if I'm not going to be ending up still living. But for 7 days, this is my house for 7 days. So according to the Ran, it would seem that the way we have to view your regular house is like someone else's house, for example. And in a Hanami, according to that, the person would have to be Mishayer, that when he's being Mitzar, only if he would leave, it's so much Tsar, they would leave even his own house to go to a neighbor's house, only then would he be allowed to leave the Sukkah.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.